This is a audio digest or an audio highlight summary of the paper Bananas, an evolutionary framework for explicit and multipath routing in the internet. The context of this paper is that the internet today provides single path of end-to-end, and it was designed to support this primary service. Protocols like MPLS provide multipath capability and explicit routing capability, also called traffic engineering. So this paper is aimed at proposing an evolutionary architectural framework to take existing connectionless protocols like OSPF and BGP and ISIS and to incrementally upgrade them to offer capabilities of multipath and explicit routing facilities. The main idea of this paper is to encode a path as a short hash, also called the path ID, of a sequence of globally known identifiers. So the essence is that in MPLS you have the notion of locally significant or locally meaningful labels, which are used and assigned at individual switches as part of the signaling protocol. Our goal is to achieve a similar end. Instead of using labels to denote paths, we use global labels or path IDs to denote paths. And the since this these path IDs are formed out of global variables like router IDs, like link IDs, IP addresses, link weights, or autonomous system numbers, or area IDs, which are already well known in the internet, and these are well-known global variables in the internet. Such path IDs can be computed without signaling. Okay, so the key idea is to achieve what you could do with signaling in the context of a connectionless protocol, which does not offer you the signaling facility. So this paper establishes these characteristics through the development of a path ID encoding and route computation schemes. And we demonstrate that by choosing different classes of path ID encodings, we can get different degrees of architectural flexibility. That is, you have flexibility in the placement of functions and to manage complexity and the placement of complexity either in the control plane or in the data plane or in the core routers or the edge routers, etc. So these schemes have been implemented and evaluated both in SSFNet simulations and Zebra Linux implementations. And these implementations have been evaluated on Yuta's Emulab testbed. So the introduction lays out the broad context of the paper and talks about how the internet has single path capability and wonders why we have not significantly exploited the intrinsic path multiplicity in the internet, and argues that this is not because of the lack of multipath routing computation algorithms or the lack of development of signaling architectures or even overlay methods or transport level methods. So the key point we try to make is that there's a lack of an evolutionary framework, which is the key problem, and this paper tries to fill that gap. So we propose a simple high-level extension to the model, which we call best effort path multiplicity model, where end-to-end users would throw flows on the network and retain the flexibility of mapping packets to flows, whereas the network would map flows to paths, and the network would also independently compute these paths. And you have essentially these three different levels of indirection to solve the problem. The Bananas framework provides a core set of abstract concepts and building blocks, and then we show how this can be mapped to specific protocols. The key concept is the notion of a path ID, and it's basically some other people have also come up with similar concepts, but we provide an integrative theme of the fact that by creating a function of globally known variables, we inherit the global significance or the global knowledge and meaning. And more importantly, it can be computed locally, it can be computed without signaling. So the mapping of the protocol to specific instances like OSPF and BGP varies, and these are described in various sections of the paper. To give you a little more of the roadmap of the paper, the section 2 goes through the basic abstract framework of bananas and generalizes the notion of path IDs. It points out the sequence of node identifiers and link identifiers that are used to represent a path, and argues that this path sequence can be compactly represented as a hash of its elements called path ID. And it shows that in the past, several proposals for doing explicit routing did compose and create path IDs, but they had different degrees of complexity and ease of use. So desired hash function should have low collision probability and should also be easy to manipulate. Less obvious features of hash functions are that which can also allow you to move complexity to the edges versus the core. Okay, and that's explored further in the paper. In terms of the packet forwarding, the behavior is a hybrid of how IP forwarding works and how MPLS forwarding works. You have a destination prefix longest prefix match, followed by an exact path ID match, and a swapping of the incoming path ID with an outgoing path ID. The outgoing path ID is nothing but the path ID of the suffix path or the remaining path. And just like regular routing tables, you also have an outgoing interface. Okay, so the table looks somewhat similar to MPLS tables with some differences. So you can consider the forwarding as a hybrid of MPLS and IP forwarding. So the next area which the paper explores, after giving simple examples in section 2C, I believe, is path ID computation, path and path ID computation, which is essentially is a control plane problem. And in the control plane, we first explore an algorithm which is a modified depth first search algorithm that computes all the valid paths that could be computed under the constraints of partial upgrades. That is, if I take a network which is only partially upgraded, there are only a few nodes which support our scheme, can I find all the available paths? And the answer is yes, and the only support we need protocol wise is a single bit which can be set in link state announcements, link state advertisements to inform other routers that you are multipath capable and you can support multipath forwarding. Unfortunately, this algorithm complexity can grow dramatically depending upon the number of upgraded nodes. So as a second refinement, we allow more flexibility in the choice of the routing algorithms. In particular, there's been a lot of work in the algorithms community on k-shortest path algorithms and other variety of multipath algorithms. So we leverage all these developments, but we just provide an additional support called a validation algorithm. The only problem to be solved is that if different upgraded nodes use different routing algorithms, they might compute different paths, and some of these paths may not be valid. That is, the forwarding for these paths may not exist, either because the path might go through non-upgraded nodes, which just support a shortest path, or the path might traverse an upgraded node, which might not have a table entry for this particular direction you are interested in. So to get rid of these invalid routes, we propose a simple idea based on mathematical induction. It relies on the fact that the suffix of a path, if it's valid, then the path is valid. Okay, that is, if all the suffixes of a path are valid, that is, the forwarding exists for the suffixes, then the forwarding for the path also exists. And to map this to an algorithm, we basically sort all routes by hop count, and the single hop paths are automatically valid. Okay, so all one hop paths are valid, and then once m minus hop paths have been validated, all you need to do is look up the m hop paths in the m minus one hop path which has just been validated. And this is just a simple lookup, it's a log n type search. So we show that this is a polynomial complexity validation algorithm, and these developments allow you to have a tunable complexity in terms of the control plane. Then we move on in section 3 to show that different path ID encodings can give you architectural flexibility. In particular, we develop an index-based encoding. Essentially, each node takes its link IDs and creates a hash of these link IDs, and then the path is formed as a concatenation of these hashes. So this method is similar in spirit to how the loose source routing and strict source routing works in the IP world, but instead of using the entire IP address, we use hashes of IP addresses. And the only thing we need to agree upon is what is the hash function used. And this section argues that you can have fairly efficient index-based encodings of paths, and this index-based encoding of path has the interesting property that interior routers need to maintain only a small table called the index table that maps link addresses to indexes or vice versa, and they don't need to do any computation at all. So we move all computation complexity and storage complexity of the routes multipaths to the edges of the network, and interior nodes are stripped of all this complexity, and they can just do simple forwarding. Okay, the price they pay is a little more computation during the forwarding, and we've also simplified that. Okay, that's the exciting aspect of this scheme, which is described in section 3. Now, we then, in section 4, move on to summarize the developments for intra-domain protocols and show how we've extended OSPF and so on to do this. So, in section 5, we take on the task of mapping the bananas framework to BGP, and in BGP is the intra-domain protocol of the internet. Today, it provides a bunch of hooks like local pref, med, and aspath to tweak such that you can achieve some traffic engineering objectives, policy-based traffic engineering objectives. Unfortunately, these tweaks can be attained only at coarse granularity, and bananas provides some hooks to achieve these goals in a more direct manner, a subset of these goals, not all these goals, and you can achieve this in a fine-grained policy route. You can move closer to the ideal of fine-grained policy routing. So the particular problems we target are two. One is called explicit exit forwarding, which is described in section 4B in page 8, and explicit AS path forwarding, where just similar to explicit path forwarding, we can take a higher level path or an AS path. Explicit exit routing is much more simpler than explicit path routing. All we have to choose is a particular exit, or we want to choose multiple exits for a single destination. So the way it works is similar to how MPLS label stacking works. We have a notion of an address stack where we push the destination address into the stack and then replace the destination address with the exit router or exit border router address, and then the packet is simply tunneled to the exit router, and then from over there you pop back the destination address. Okay, and this allows you to, at a very fine granularity, all the way down to a packet level, choose exits for particular destinations. Okay, in practice, we expect that you would do it at larger granularities, only for a subset of destinations, and these things can also be done using a partial upgrade methodology. That is, only a subset of IBGP and eBGP routers need to upgrade, and all routers will still do their default BGP function, just like in OSPF, all routers do their OSPF function. Section 4C talks about explicit AS path forwarding, which extends the notion of path ID for AS paths. So the only difference is that the global identifiers we are concerned with now are the AS numbers or autonomous system numbers, and you can essentially form a hash of that. So there are examples given on page 9, and in section 4D we summarize these extensions. So page 10 starts off with a detailed implementation and simulation results to illustrate the framework. Section 6A gives a simple example of of a small network where I have just upgraded partially the two nodes, and this is an implementation result on real Linux based code, kernel code on Utah MLab testbed. It shows the how in the paths are computed and what the path IDs correspond to and what the outgoing path IDs do correspond to. The subsection B there evaluates the index based scheme, and subsection C is probably more interesting because it describes an integrated OSPF BGP simulation. Okay, it's fairly large topology, multiple autonomous systems. The interesting aspect of this is there is in figure 11, this is illustrated. And figure 11 shows multiple autonomous systems, and a path from autonomous system 1 to 8 is chosen, AS1, AS2, AS4, AS8. And so this illustrates the AS path, explicit path routing. And within an autonomous system, we show how the ingress border router can choose an exit explicitly. So that illustrates the explicit routing facility. And within autonomous system 2, only 3 routers are explicitly upgraded. Other routers just do normal forwarding. And we show even then how multiple paths are available, and using the index-based path encoding, how a path could be chosen. And this is illustrated in figure 12 and table 9. Okay, and some of the routing tables corresponding to particular nodes are illustrated in tables 4 through 8. Okay, so this is a fairly long explanation of how the overall integrated scenario works. Figure 13 is also interesting in this context because it describes how the packet header fields change as they go through the net, as they go through autonomous system 2, where you do this multiple things. That is AS path routing, forwarding behavior, and then internal IPath ID selection, pushing things on address stacks, etc. Section 7 summarizes the related work. The key pieces of related work are a series of papers that have been published by Narvaez, Chen et al., and Vattukuri et al., who have proposed multipath routing for connectionless protocols. But typically, the limitation is that they require the upgrades of all the routers, and in some cases, they use local labels, even though they do partially realize some of the concepts, but not in an integrated sense. So in terms of the routing architectures that have been proposed in the internet and ATM, ATM and PNNI and MPLS all propose connection-oriented protocols. Even NIMROD, which is an architecture that sort of failed in the IETF, proposes a link state approach to interdomain routing. But all of these usually require signaling. IPv4 and IPv6 provide loose source routing options that have not been used often. The primary reason is the inefficiency of these things. In LIRA, Ian Stoiker and others propose using an XOR of router IDs as a way to encode a path. I mean, the work in LIRA is a special case of this overall framework, and so our advantage over these schemes are that we focus on the larger architectural issues, and all these other schemes become special cases of our work. And in MPLS, even though it has been gaining popularity in some large ISPs, number of ISPs are staying away from MPLS because it's a heavyweight traffic engineering facility, and our approach provides a much more lightweight alternative in existing OSPF and ISIS networks. In summary and concluding remarks, identifies the key contributions of this paper, which is the key ideas of the identification of the abstract architectural concepts, the global path ID semantics, efficient path hashing, which is crucial to avoiding the need for signaling and allowing incremental network upgrades. And we develop a canonical realization of these capabilities in the context of legacy routing protocols like OSPF and BGP. And we demonstrate significant architectural flexibility, such as alternative path ID encodings, alternative route computation algorithms, movement of complexity, division of functions, etc., and validation algorithms. So, and also we have implementation and simulation results, which clearly I show the advantages. And longer term, there's a lot of multiplicity in the internet, which is just latent and has not been exploited. And we propose to test this hypothesis of exploiting even the expectation of path multiplicity by deploying the Bananas framework on the Planet Lab infrastructure. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at shivkuma@ecse.rpi.edu. Thank you.